Hello, it's Sunday Best. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm joined by Dan Austin, by Paula Murphy and by Robbie O'Neill. And we're going to have a little look at the games yesterday and what, if anything, they mean for Liverpool. We'll also have a look at a couple of games going on today. There's a men's game in Everton playing against West Ham, which is an interesting one. And then we'll just have a brief mention at the end about the women's Super League season, which starts this weekend. Liverpool start their campaign with a home game against Chelsea at Prenton Park at 5 p.m. today. But start with you, Dan. What did you make of yesterday? I mean, it was a bit of an early sicker, both in terms of the early kickoff and also the fact that City scored after a minute. I mean, I don't know how hopeful you were of Wolves. We seem to all call back to one season where Wolves did the double with them, forgetting the fact that Kevin De Bruyne scored a 20-minute hat trick against them last year. But yeah, any hopes early dashed by Grealish and then Haaland and then their lad kicking someone in the chest?
No, I don't think the Wolves are in particularly great nick, to be honest. So last year, I think they scored 38 goals in 38 games and still managed to finish 8th or 9th, whatever it was. But that's a very, very fine balance. That's a lot of 0-0 draws, 1-0 wins, that kind of thing. So if you just suddenly go from 38 goals to 34, you're going to lose a lot more than probably 4 points. And that seems to be what's happened. They've had injuries up front and stuff, haven't they? Quite a bit of the threat has gone. And with Cody not being there, they seem maybe, I mean, it was yesterday anyway, maybe slightly more easy to score a goal again. So that means that you go from maybe getting 38 points to something like 27. As things are anyway, I'm not saying they're going to end up probably 27. Mm-hmm. But they've not had a particularly good start at all. And then, yes, it doesn't help if when you're already 2-0 down, someone decides to just stamp on an opposition player's stomach for no good reason. I did really enjoy people, a lot of them Liverpool supporters by the looks, trying to say that Jack Grealish had made a meal of it and that it wasn't a red card. I do really, really enjoy stuff like that where someone can objectively, very overtly, be booted in the chest by the studs of somebody else, and because he plays for a football team that you don't like, you can accuse him of diving.